Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to the very first episode of my brand new podcast, Forbidden Thoughts. Today's topics will include mental health, money, and minding your business. Let's get into it. Let's talk about mental health. This is actually one of the topics that I saw recurring in the comments when I posted on Facebook asking for suggestions for podcast topics. Mental health is very common, and it's because it's really overlooked within the Black community. I think that's something that we should always at least take time out and talk about and open up that conversation about mental health. I took psychology about 2 semesters ago, and I also took psychology in high school. I think it was my senior year. And I did learn a lot more about mental health that I didn't know prior to taking the class in high school and also the course in college. And I feel like with mental health, there's something that we should definitely bring awareness to, because a lot of times, you know, you'll see someone happy and smiling, but they are battling a lot of different issues within, and a lot of traumatic experiences, I feel, growing up could take a toll on your adult mental health. And the reason I say adult mental health, because I feel like as a child or as an adolescent or as a teen, you may not realize that a lot of your personality traits or behavioral traits is very relative to the fact that you've gone through some prior trauma or your environment or the things that you witnessed or been around. Take, for instance, a kid who may have watched their mom be on drugs or alcoholic growing up, and when they got older, they may have immense fear of even being on or around drugs or alcohol, and sometimes they may have flashbacks of memories of really bad episodes that their mom had gone through. I mean, I think that definitely is a good example of how a traumatic experience could play a role in your mental health. What I do think we should talk about definitely is people who are dating or involved or in a relationship with someone that is going through mental health-related issues. And the reason I say that is I feel like in some cases, if you're not going through it, you won't understand. And I feel like if you are married or dating or in a relationship or even friends with someone that's going through mental health or have like depression or chronic anxiety, you have to be more empathetic or understanding to the fact that this is something beyond this person's control. You know, not everyone wakes up and is like, let me be depressed. Wake up and let me have anxiety. Wake up and have all types of fears and sorrow day in and day out. No one wants to have that. I'm sure people that are suffering from chronic depression, they would prefer to be happy if they could be happy. But that's where you step in. I think that if you are dating someone that is going through anything like that, definitely be more empathetic. Put yourself in their shoes and maybe read up on it. Educate yourself. I think education is key. I am such an advocate for self-education. Everything that I know now that has been valuable to me as an adult, I taught myself. I didn't learn it in high school. I didn't learn it from my mom. I didn't learn it from my dad. I definitely learned it for myself. I did research. Anytime a topic come up, anytime I hear a word I don't understand or know, I'm already doing research on it, learning about it. And I feel like the same goes for mental health. You're dating someone and it's very evident that that person may be depressed, maybe going through this, maybe going through that. Then why don't you take time out of your day like you do scrolling on social media, do some research and learn how to cope or deal with it. And it's not going to be easy. It's going to take some time. Sometimes you're going to be like, well, let's go here and clear your mind and get your mind off of the situation that they're going through. And it's like, no, you're going to have to be patient and understanding, because if you love someone, you care about someone, you would really take the time out to do whatever you can to make sure that person is in the right mental state. The saying goes, the love of money is the root to all evil. And I truly concur. I believe that being broke is the root to all evil. I do wish that financial literacy was something that we did learn in high school, or there were some courses that we could take that could help educate us, especially Black people, in regards to how credit works, the importance of credit, and also the importance of saving money. You know, a lot of times I remember, like, when I was trying to get a loan for college, and because I didn't even have credit history, I couldn't even take out my own loan. But the worst part was I couldn't go to my mom or dad to help co-sign a loan because they didn't have any substantial or good enough credit history. So that's something that I think should be implemented to us, to learn how to invest, learning how to save, learning that credit cards is not your money, it's just a loan that you take from the bank. And that's literally the basis to that. I mean, I learned so much within the recent year and a half being at my current employer. I won't say where I work and what I do necessarily, only because this is a public platform, and I do work for a really, really, really big company. So, you know, it's easy to identify me, of course. But at my current job, I did learn so much about how credit card works and how to avoid, you know, putting yourself into a hole with your credit score. And I think that those things should be given. Like, I think me and my friend was planning on going to start a program where we can help and educate youth on how to make sure that when they do become an adult and they step into the real world, they are well aware how a credit card work. I got my first credit card in 2014, and I believe I was 19. Yeah, I think I was 19 in 2014. Yeah, that was 5 years ago. And when I got my first credit card, I actually didn't want to use it because I had my own money because I was working a lot. So anytime I went out with my friends, or anytime I wanted a new tattoo or a new piercing, I paid for it with cash, except one tattoo I paid with a credit card. And that was my first big charge, and it was because I left my debit card at home. I was so mad because I had a debit card and a credit card from the same issuing bank, so they looked very similar. So when I had it in my wallet and I went to pull it out, I was like, oh no, I only have my credit card on me, not my debit card. I can't walk out of the establishment with a free tattoo. So I was like, here you go. I only used my credit card to fill up my gas tank at that time, and I'll pay it back right away. I was on auto pay. And what I ended up doing was, once I moved down to Florida, I couldn't find that bank that I had the credit card through. So when I was trying to pay it, even though I was already on auto pay, when I was trying to, I think I took myself off of auto pay, when I was trying to pay the bill, I couldn't reach out to them. And what I did, I just let that account go. I just didn't care. I just stopped paying on it, not realizing that in the long run, it was going to, you know, take a big hit on my credit, because of course they're going to have to close out the account once it becomes delinquent. After a certain period of delinquency, your card gets revoked, and then after that, it's done for. So I feel like with money, you just have to be very, very smart. I feel like there's so many resources now today that I don't think no one of this generation or anyone younger than us, once they become adults, should have too much trouble. At least I hope not. I truly hope not. I think it's really important to invest your money too. Investing into stocks. If you do work for a big company and that company allow you to buy a stock, that's important and that's a good thing to do. I think take advantage of it. I actually am looking into doing that with the company I work for. But definitely take out stocks. Also, what I would recommend as well, when it comes to credit cards, you know, credit cards, like I said, is like a loan. So if you're spending X amount of dollars on a credit card, but you're only able to pay back a portion of that, always make sure you pay at least a minimum, at least so that even if you're accruing interest, you're not becoming delinquent or past due. Because anything less than a minimum, you're technically going to be considered late. And I know I'm giving a little bit too much information because this is like work-related information now at this point. But it is advice and it's a general understanding of credit cards. I think everyone should know this, but not many people do. And that's because we're not taught about this. Again, your credit is almost anything. I feel like to even make it in America, you have to have good credit. You have to have good credit when you're applying for an apartment, because basically, depending on your credit score, even if you have no evictions on your credit history, depending on your credit score, that usually determines how much you pay as far as your security deposit. If you want to take out a loan on a house, that determines how much of a down payment and your APR is going to be. Your credit also determines how much your monthly payment is going to be on a car if you are leasing a car or even financing a car. And sometimes if your credit's real bad, you're going to pay a very high monthly payment. And then at this point, all the money you're working for is really going down the drain or going to these big corporate companies, and you're not investing in yourself at this point. And I mean, feel free to DM me if you have me on Facebook, if you have me on Instagram as well. Feel free to reach out to me. And if you need advice or tips on saving or even with credit cards, if you have multiple credit cards, I'm definitely the one that can help you or talk about some things, especially with saving. Saving money is so hard. But I feel like with saving money, you just have to, if you have a goal, if you have a trip coming up, if you have a long-term goal, a short-term goal, whatever it may be, you're going to know that you're going to have to make sacrifices when it comes to saving money. Because I feel like every day you spend money. You spend money on gas. You spend money on food. Whatever you spend money on, you know. I only spend money on gas and food. Mainly food. I buy food every day. But you have to make sacrifices. If you feel like you're spending a lot of money in areas that you shouldn't have to, like food, then how about you start cooking or going to cheaper grocery stores to buy groceries. You don't have to go to Whole Foods all the time. You don't have to go to, we have a Publix. Publix is like the more fancier grocery store, in my opinion, as far as prices go and the quality. And I love Publix, but sometimes it's like you could get the same thing at Walmart. Then just go to Walmart or go to Aldi. Because there may be deals, or even sometimes, you know, when you get junk mail and you may see a lot of coupons, start couponing. I haven't started couponing, but I definitely want to look into couponing, especially for like cleaning products and like household products. But yeah, I think in another episode, I'll probably elaborate a little bit more on money. But definitely, if you have any questions, feel free to hit me up on Instagram or Facebook. It don't matter. I am an open book. Why is it important to mind your business? It is very important to mind your business because when you mind your business, you start focusing on yourself. You start worrying about your own coin, your own goals and accomplishments in your life. You have a tunnel vision. I feel like you need to mind your business and start a business. And this is serious. It may sound funny, of course, but it's like, and it's catchy, of course. But seriously, start a business. That same time you spend in being nosy, being involved in drama, spilling tea, whatever you may call it, that same amount of time that you spend on social media, scrolling, going through the gossip sites, that same amount of time could be used to making more money and multiple streams of income. Start a business. If you're going to be on social media for hours, being nosy, being messy, start a business. I mean, you could use that same platform, such as Instagram, where you may have maybe 2,000 or more followers, and market a business or a hobby or something that you can make money from and just blossom from there. I mean, minding your business is important for self-care and mental health. And the quickest way to make some money, I'll tell you that for sure. But I'm going to end today's episode with one of my favorite quotes. And that is, be at peace and not in pieces. If you made it to this part of the episode, I thank you so much for listening to the very first episode of my new podcast, Forbidden Thoughts. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at just.jazz, and that's JUST.JAZS. Also, you can follow my blog at astoldby.blog, and on Twitter, you can follow me at astoldbyblog. And thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned for the next episode.